95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. Morning Hog Happy Hour, isn't it, Steve? I'm Rick.
Yes, it is.
That is Steve. But more importantly, that's Josh from SR Parade, who is back on a beautiful, thirsty Friday with new flavors. What up, dude?
What's going on?
How are you, buddy?
Good.
I like that shirt. Where'd you get it at work? Lucky.
I have some great things.
Sweet. Talk to me.
What do you got? Tacos, pizza, whatever you want.
What do you got for me?
So today I have some ready-to-drink cocktails. These are all spirit-based, not malt-based, so these actually have real liquor in them.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start off with a company that we've actually had before, and that's Waterbird.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so remember Waterbird. Their ranch water?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Yeah.
These have become wildly popular, haven't they?
I'm going to show Tim this on the camera because this is a resealable 24-ounce can.
Oh, whoa!
I think I've had the resealable can before.
So it's thread.
I don't know how to use this, so I'm going to...
Oh, hold on. Oh, I saw that.
Hello.
So you pop it up and pull it back.
You know what I was thinking that you were going to do?
Wait.
I was thinking that you were going to spin that whole part up top around.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure I still could.
I bet you couldn't.
Pop it up and pull it back. Sounds like a new dance move.
So, try that. Like I said, this is a 24-ounce can of their vodka citrus squeeze.
Ooh. Okay.
This actually comes in their six-pack variety of their vodka variety pack.
Sure.
But now they're starting to break out into individual flavors.
Oh, that's like fantastic. That.
We have had this in the warehouse for about 3 or 4 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get them at a ton of independent stores. We went out there and we kind of blitzed the market. So keep your eyes peeled over next to like your seltzer single serves and stuff like that.
Right.
5% alcohol.
Yeah.
Real vodka.
Ooh, okay. I mean, it doesn't drink like a vodka to me right off the hit.
No, I love these.
It's so good.
Yeah. I do too. It's like
it really is.
If a mimosa married a vodka with an orange slice in it. Is that a thing?
Okay. Fair enough.
That's more like a menage a trois.
Mm.
That's three.
Anybody?
All Steve? Right. Hey. Okay.
Josh is not going to argue with you.
Yeah.
No. You're incorrect, but still. But that's really very, very good. And I would not have thought that it would have that kind of flavor. It's not too sweet.
Right. So it's American-made vodka,
yeah.
Some sparkling water, and real orange flavoring. Like I said, 5% alcohol. The best part about this, like I said, this is a 24-ounce can, so keep that in mind when I tell you the calories and stuff. So 140 calories.
Okay.
In a 24-ounce can.
So,
that's fantastic. A serving is 24 OZs?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
10 grams of sugar, 10 grams of carbs. So a 24-ounce can, that's really not that bad.
Oh, no.
Wow.
And you get this resealable top.
Yeah.
Which... typically, you're going to have to put down an entire 24-ounce can. But when it comes to beer, I have a hard time getting 24 ounces down before it starts to get warm.
Yeah.
Something like this, I can probably get down a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
But just to have, to be able to do it and kind of keep the carbonation sealed in there as well, mm-hmm. throw it in the fridge if you're, you know, you need the bail or something. I don't
sure.
know.
Keep the bugs out.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a lot of bugs.
You never know.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Cut a bee fly in there and drink a bee.
I mean,
caught me so off guard.
But that's a lot of science involved in that can too. I mean, I know that people have had resealable cans before, but that's just that's magic.
Let's see if I can seal it back.
Yeah, whoa,
do it.
Yeah, oh, fresh. Wow. Look at that.
That was easy.
Whoa, he even cut himself.
I know.
Damn,
can we go back open?
Yeah. Whoa, hello. Now there's more. Okay.
Woo! Look at that.
All right, this is great.
They need to put those on every can.
See? I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, probably a little cost prohibitive for some places, but not for Waterbird. They know what they're doing.
Right. So, speaking of Waterbird,
okay.
I have another one.
Another Waterbird?
So, this one is by itself. This is not found in the variety packs. This is new for us. Comes in a 4-pack, 12-ounce can.
Okay.
So, this is their Waterbird Hard Body.
Hard Body. Made, of course.
Not what you're thinking, Steve.
After me was shirtless.
Oh.
Yeah? No.
I was about to...
Don't pop the shirt off, bro.
Start doing some push-ups.
So, like I said, the ranch water nowadays is kind of my go-to.
Okay.
Which is tequila, some lime juice, and seltzer water. This is right up the same alley. So it's using tequila, sparkling water, and grapefruit juice.
I almost prefer this
over the ranch water.
I do, too. I like this.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But it's such easy drinking. Again, 5% alcohol, real tequila.
Yeah.
You know, these, like I said, these are spirit-based. So, you know, some people tend to say they get headaches because of the sugar and malt and some of your malt drinks.
Right.
Whereas this is real tequila, so hopefully that doesn't give you the same effect.
This is kicking, though, because you can... This, I'm feeling the tequila. Not feeling, but I'm smelling and tasting the tequila in here. But it's not... It doesn't overpower it. And I like tequila.
Not overly sweet.
And I'm the total opposite.
Yeah?
I'm not a tequila fan.
No.
Okay.
He doesn't even know how to say it. He doesn't know how to say it.
I will sip on these for sure.
And you like the ranch water.
I do.
So look at you.
Look at this, branching out.
Dabbling in the world of tequila. Right?
Turning me on to a bunch of new things, Josh.
Well, I'm glad you finished that sentence quicker.
Really, yeah. If we would have taken a break right in the middle of a sentence, I would have been really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But we'll edit that later for embarrassment for Steve. Well, all right. So this is a great way to jump into the weekend. Find a couple new flavors. Maybe you haven't tried these before. I mean, how new is that one?
The hard body, probably Total Wine is going to be your best bet. Okay. Maybe some ABCs and local independents.
Right.
The Waterbird 24-ounce, the vodka citrus squeeze, is going to be independent counts only at the moment.
Okay.
Or you can always check out the website.
Ooh, I'm going to go to srprod.com/beerfinder. That's where I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it in this glass in a second and get some more. All right. I understand we have some more flavors we never tried before coming up on the other side, right?
Correct.
Stick around. Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.